Hey, what's up, everybody? Luke Rangel, welcome to Transformation Secrets. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the number one, the very first step that you need to do to lose your weight, or at least to maintain your weight wherever you're at in your health journey. So I'm going to start this whole thing off by a true story between myself and the coach that I used to have. And you may find some relation to it. So back when I had a coach in the very beginning stages, I used to go to Starbucks at least twice a week. And yes, I swear it's because of my wife. She made me go to Starbucks all the time. And so I was in line at Starbucks and I was like, hey, this is a good time to message my coach. And so I messaged him. I said, hey, just wondering, I go to Starbucks once or twice a week. And I end up getting this this drink, and it's the mango dragon fruit. It's absolutely delicious, but it has about 30 grams of sugar in it. And so I asked him, I said, I get this drink once or twice a week, it has 30 grams of sugar. How bad is this really for kind of my results? Like, I wasn't really worried about my health, things like that, because I didn't have health issues. I was more worried about my physical results, right? And so, like any good coach, he didn't just give me an answer. He asked me a question. He said, well, Luke, why don't you tell me why sugar is bad for you? And I'm not gonna lie, when he asked me this and I read the question, I was kind of stumped. In my mind, I was thinking, like, is sugar actually bad for you? Or is this just something that I've learned from society over the years, and maybe sugar isn't that bad? But then, of course, I was like, no, wait, sugar is bad for you. So I just responded to him. I said, you know what? I'd probably just give you the Google answer. Like, it's bad for your health, like blood pressure, cholesterol, all that stuff, right? And so he responded, said, look, he said, everybody is worried about sugar, or everybody is worried about how many carbs something has, or everybody is worried about one little special ingredient. Yet nobody even knows how many calories they're eating every single day. And this absolutely stumped me. I was like, wow, that is so true. And once he said that, like, I thought about over the last 10 years of me being a fitness professional, trying to help people, especially like, for those of you that follow me, I'm a big, connoisseur of supplements. I think they're needed, especially healthy protein shakes. And so every single time I offer somebody new a healthy protein shake, their first response is, how many carbs is in it? Or they say, how much sugar is in it? Or let me look at the ingredients, even though they have no idea what they're looking at. And I would ask them, for example, for the carbs, they'd be like, oh, it has 5 grams of carbs. Isn't that a lot? And then I'll ask them, like, compared to what? Like, how many carbs are you aiming for? And they're like, I don't know. Like, okay, well then, like, it doesn't matter. But the first step to controlling your weight and to losing your weight is to know exactly how many calories you're eating. The problem with the world right now, or if you feel like you're struggling with weight loss, it may not be your fault. I feel like the biggest enemy for everybody trying to lose weight, for everyone trying to maintain their weight, or for anyone just trying to be healthy, is there's so much information out there that it confuses everybody. I just literally got off the call with somebody and he was talking about the same thing. He said, you know what? I've heard I need to eat every 2 to 3 hours. I heard about intermittent fasting. I heard about keto. I feel like anything I start doing, I'm doing something wrong. And I said, yeah, it's like, that's the biggest mistake, is there's just so much information out there. And what we've found, and what I've found over the years, is most people already do almost everything right. It's just a few little tweaks people need. And this is step one, is just learning how many calories you're eating. If you're worried about carbs, if you're worried about the timing of your eating, if you're worried about sugar, if you're worried about fat, if you're worried about anything other than calories, you're on step 5, 6, 7, 8, step 100. Come back to step one. If you don't know how many calories you're eating every single day, that is step one, because weight loss has everything to do with how many calories you consume. Now, once you figure that out and you want to make yourself look a certain way, tone up, things like that, that's when you go to step 2 and 3, which is carbs and protein. Yet you still don't need to worry about sugar unless you have some kind of medical condition, right? I have not looked at sugar for the past 2.5 years and you've seen my transformations. So you don't need to worry about that unless, again, you have some kind of medical issues. So how do we figure out how many calories you're eating and where to go from there? I got 5 steps for you. I got some notes here just in case I forget. But step number one is you have to have a food scale. And you have to be willing to, as you put food on your plate, that plate is on a food scale. That way, when you put chicken on your plate, you know exactly how many ounces of chicken you're eating or how many grams, depending on what measurement you want to use. And then step two is you need the free app, MyFitnessPal. There's a lot of apps out there. I prefer MyFitnessPal. It's the most universally known and it's really easy to use. So what would happen is I'd put my chicken on my plate because my plate's on the food scale. And let's say it says 3 ounces. I would go into MyFitnessPal and just type in 3 ounces of chicken. And guess what? The app automatically tells you how many calories is in that piece of chicken, how many grams of protein, carbs, and fat. And you do that for everything you eat and everything you drink. There's many of you without knowing that are eating or drinking 1,000 calories a day without even knowing about it. So everything you eat or drink throughout the day, enter it into MyFitnessPal. Is it going to be tedious? Yes. Is it worth you to do it to lose the weight that you want to lose? That's up to you. And so once you have about 7 days worth of data of this information, you're going to see multiple days. Like one day will be like 2,000 calories, one day will be 1,000, one day will be 15. And it's going to be like constantly. And so what your goal is after your first 7 days is find the average. So if we find the average of those 3 days of 2,000, 1,000, 1,500, making it easy for my mind, your average will be 1,500. So now your goal is to learn how to eat 1,500 every day, not have your weight go up and down, not have your calories go up and down. So if you think your weight is fluctuating, the only reason it's fluctuating is because your calories are fluctuating, because your eating is fluctuating. It has nothing to do with you as a person. You didn't get some special genetics that makes your weight go up and down just automatically, right? It happens to every human because almost every human constantly moves their weight or their calories up and down every single day, all right? So to recap for anyone who's just now started to listen, step number one to learning how to lose weight properly, how to maintain your weight, is you have to learn how many calories you're eating. Until you learn how to do that, stop worrying about special ingredients, stop worrying about carbs, fat, protein, sugar, anything like that. I promise you, you don't need to worry about that. The only thing you need to focus on right now and learn how to control is your calories. And then when you need to take that extra step, I of course recommend hiring someone like I did to help you do it the right way and the proper way, so then you could tone your body the way you want to tone it. All right, guys, if you found any value in this, please click the link above, get some more free help. And then also, if you're watching this as I'm doing it, then I am in the running for Mr. Health and Fitness. Please go ahead and click the link, send me a free vote. And if you really like me, you can send a free vote every single day. I'll see you guys next time. Hey, what's up, everybody? If you found this information valuable, then you will absolutely love my texting community. You can ask me questions anytime you want, plus I'll give you free content each week that nobody else gets. To subscribe, all you have to do is send me a text to 626-602-7151. Again, that is 626-602-7151. I'll be looking forward to your text, and don't forget to subscribe and share this content so we could reach millions around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life.